smoker.
Each and every show, we like to kick things off the top with our pals in Washington from Talk Radio News. One of our favorites, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, big news about the ex-congressman Anthony Weiner. And the headline that I saw early in the day was, "I did it yet again." His wife stands by him, said he made some terrible mistakes. What is the deal? It's like the gift that keeps giving headline-wise, but yet he's still ahead in the polls no matter what it is with sexting or anything else that breaks.
Yeah, you know, I served in Congress with him, and he's kind of fortunate he's in New York. You can do a little different atmosphere there. But he actually said at the time there was probably more coming out, and it has. Now, it didn't happen in the last 90 days. That's his one piece of salvation. It was at the other time when he was tweeting and texting and everything.
Yeah, do you think it's that New Yorkers just like this guy, or we have a forgiving nature, or who knows?
I don't know. Mark Sanford got back in. You know, he had the Argentine girlfriend. He was supposed to be camping, and he was in Argentina, and he got back in. I don't know. Maybe America likes the underdogs. But with Anthony, I don't know. Maybe it's just personality. You know, New York's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different. All right, the IRS. Now we got more problems with the IRS. Just more of the same, saying that some of the execs racked up some big travel bills, like six-figure travel bills. So isn't it ironic because, you know, everybody hates the three dreaded letters. You can't help it. Nobody wants to pay their taxes, or they might want to pay their fair share, I guess. But we've all been stung. You've been stung. I've been stung. So many people. It's just how it is. You know, your ups and the ups and downs of your life and everything else. So now the IRS just keeps, it's the same thing. It's like I said with Weiner, it's the gift that keeps giving. What were they thinking? They just keep digging and finding more and more and more.
Oh, there'll be more, too. They had six figures worth of travel. And then they're going to start uncovering what they used it for. It's just, they might as well just make a circular, you know, firing squad and just shoot each other.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, this is a sensitive one. This is a good one to ask you. Trayvon Martin's father is going to speak on the Hill tomorrow. And it's at the inaugural hearing of the Congressional Caucus on Black Men and Boys. A lot of people say this is very significant. Where do you think we are? You represented a wide swath of people in Ohio. Where do you think we are when it comes to race in this country?
Well, you know, I was happy we elected an African-American president, and I think that was, you know, a great thing, but it doesn't solve everything, obviously, with what you're seeing is happening. You know, just because we have an African-American president doesn't mean that everything got magically better. But I think I would hope that it's done in a form where, you know, he goes to the Hill and it's productive. I think it will be from the father. I don't think you'll just see, you know, complete bitterness and a different form of racism back. I think it'll probably add something to the discussion. I really assume it would, and that's why they're having him to the Hill.
All right, so this is pretty exciting news for you. I want to tell everyone listening, you're going to be on Bill Maher this week on a panel with Elliot Spitzer. Wow,
yes,
how do
yes,
you get
you know,
primed for that?
All we need is Anthony Weiner, Elliot, Mark Sanford, and me, and the rest of the three of them have run. I'll run again, and then there's four for Bridge. We'll make it the Scandal Caucus.
I love it. Bob Ney, you're always fun to chat with. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye. So talking there to Bob about Anthony Weiner, especially, you heard him joking about it, but images, text, that kind of stuff. He's staying in the race. His wife is by his side. They address questions. As Bob said, this is something that had already come out, except for now there's more of it coming out. And he said he's going to still keep running for mayor. He doesn't care. There were other lewd photos or other text messages or other things that happened. And you remember, it seems like forever, but it was just June of 2011 that he resigned his House seat after saying that he had sexual conversations with at least, you know, six or seven women. And at this news conference, he said this negative publicity is nothing new, and saying that a lot of his opponents would probably like him to drop out of the race. We're going to let you hear what he said exactly coming up in our next segment. Also coming up this hour, we discussed a little bit about Trayvon Martin, now his murderer, George Zimmerman, and the race conversations that are taking place, supposedly, in all the nooks and crannies across the nation, right? And Bill O'Reilly calls them race hustlers, saying, listen, they're they're screwing up the conversation. They're intimidating the conversation. I mean, are there people, he means like the Al Sharptons, that are messing up any kind of possibility of opening the door for that? So Andrew Szabo stops by to peel back the onion and talk about a little bit of that, a little bit of what's the other side of this, what isn't being said. You know, facts are facts, and then take them as you will, and how do you work on what the problem ultimately is. And that's what O'Reilly was saying on his show. He was talking about the fact that, you know, it's so one-sided now in the opposite direction, and if you say that, then you get labeled a racist. So how do you have this conversation? And the answer is there is a push to not really have that kind of a conversation. What do you think? I think in some instances it is absolutely true. Now, you know, my bailout line, which I think holds up, is you cannot ever blanket statement anything, because for everything that I might say on the air is, this is fact, or this is it, I'm sure there's going to be an exception to that, and we know it. But I think the exception is a little bit different than what we see as what's really happening, the real truth of what's going on in across our country, depending on where you live, frankly, depending on where you live, depending on the people who are willing to have a dialogue, and the situation, how dire it is in some areas, and how other areas, they don't want to know about how dire it is down the street 5 or 10 miles. And once you start to mix that in, that becomes part of why we're seeing that there's more and more protests. You know, there was a woman holding a sign at a Trayvon rally who, what she was holding up on the side was something that infuriated apparently many of the people who were at this rally. There was actually a pro-Zimmerman rally, and at the rally to combat what they felt was complete avalanche and trashing of Zimmerman, there was one woman in a group that held up a sign, "We're racist and we're proud." And, you know, certainly that doesn't do anything. But the act to, what they say is the act to smear the people, the supporters for Zimmerman, they say that this was really a plant. This was somebody who worked into the photo. It was a leftist plant. And then, of course, it was picked up and spread across the world. So that's what people saw. Oh, wow. Look, here you go. Here's the nutballs. Look at the other side of this. It's we're racist and we're proud. And here's the thing. They found this woman. Her name was Renee Vaughn, and they found her at a leadership event for community organizing. And then here she was planted in this group, in this pro-Zimmerman group. So there you go. Isn't there always a story behind the story? And that's a pretty big one, I would say. All right, I promised that we would, coming up, listen to what Wiener had to say for himself now that an avalanche of more dirt has arisen. He's staying in, but isn't he really taking his chances? What do you think? Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm pleased and blessed that she has given me a second chance. For the past several months, I've been asking New Yorkers to also give me another chance. We put it behind us, and I put it behind me. And frankly, we're in a lot better place today, or else I would not have run for mayor. Some of these things happened before my resignation. Some of them happened after. But the fact is that that was also the time that my wife and I were working through some things in our marriage.
So meet Carlos Danger. That's the name he was using. That was his handle, a.k.a. Anthony Weiner. I'm running for mayor of New York. And he was exchanging sexually explicit photos and XXX online sex with a 22-year-old young woman for 6 months. Now, here's what you need to know, and you just heard his voice, and you heard what he had to say. Oh, my wife and I were working through some things. He just had resigned in disgrace from Congress. A lot of people thought he would be a future presidential hopeful, and he still continued to do that stuff because the back and forth that he carried on as Carlos Danger with the sexting, that happened after he resigned from Congress in the sexting scandal there. So much for working out things with his wife. Give me a break. So these are new revelations, but they're saying, oh, well, this is old hat. It's behind us. Well, it's not behind the rest of us. The guy who wants to run New York has a handle, Carlos Danger. So he's not expecting it, I guess. The chats were posted. So as soon as it was posted, you know, an hour or two later, he issues this apology. I mean, it's weird. They say there was sort of telltale signs in the chats, things he said that gave away some of the nonsense he was writing before. He talked about a one-eyed cat, wink, wink. So that is definitely Anthony Weiner's stuff written all over it by the words that he was using and whatnot. And he did this for 6 months. So he would say things like, you know, we could meet up and we could have sex and we could, you know, they would post pictures. He would send explicit pictures having what they called sex conversations on the phone, and he used this alias, Carlos Danger. And then he would email pictures, brutal pictures of his package, let's say, So, you know, I'm sorry. The other thing about this is people who know more about what goes into somebody being on this one particular chat area say he most likely was doing this in other areas. So, about the time he was supposed to be getting his marriage and his life back together and his baby was being born, he was Carlos Danger. And his wife just stood by him as stiff as could be at this impromptu press conference. And can you imagine if he becomes the mayor of New York City? Really? Can you imagine? And it's not that far-fetched because apparently, as the headline said, and this can only be done, and they can only get away with it in the New York Post, Wiener won't pull out. I mean, he's not leaving. He is hanging on to this spot for dear life. And there's just too much to bag on with this guy. I mean, come on. Okay, so Anthony Wiener is one thing. And the other thing that people are talking about, besides Wiener and running for mayor and all that kind of stuff, has to be what we call the name game. And the name game is all the focus on the Royals and the new baby and what the baby will be called. It's going to be George. George is the name that keeps coming up. But thousands of bettors are banking that the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will pick a traditional name for their newborn son, George. George is the favorite. The odds, 9-4 odds, 9-4 odds. That's what Skybet is saying anyway. James is in the running, 11-4. Then you've got Alex and Lewis and, you know, Henry. Isn't it interesting? I mean, they will bet on anything in England, and this is the perfect thing to bet on, the name of an heir to the throne. Long shots are crazy, like 50-1 for Andrew after the great uncle, which is highly doubtful that that's the name that'll be that's the name that'll be chosen. So coming up when we talk to Andrew Saba, we'll talk about the royal baby name. He is, after all, has roots in England, and we'll also talk about the George Zimmerman case and the things that have happened as a result of that since Zimmerman was acquitted and what has ensued since then. The conversation, the rhetoric, the death threats to him, and what the president has to say, and what a few other people have decided to take away from the trial in Sanford, Florida. That was like an Evelyn Woods speed reading trial. It went through so fast. It was just absolutely crazy how fast that came and boom, and it went. By the way, a quick update here from the whole Zimmerman thing. Remember there was a lot made about the gun, where is the gun? And the feds have the Florida people delivered all the evidence related to the Zimmerman investigation to the feds, who are weighing whether to pursue a civil rights case. The Sanford Police Department said it turned over all the evidence, including a gun, on Monday. And what justice is doing in our country, the Department of Justice, they're investigating whether Zimmerman violated Trayvon Martin's civil rights when he shot him. So Zimmerman, a former neighborhood watch volunteer, was acquitted of secondary murder, and you know this, and manslaughter after claiming he fired in self-defense. The shooting of Trayvon Martin happened last February. And Eric Holder, who's getting bombarded with questions, says that independent of the legal determination that will be made, I believe the tragedy provides yet another opportunity for our nation to speak honestly about the complicated and emotionally charged issues that this case has raised. So, does this end up being a catalyst for change in some places, or no? because you got all these civil rights groups that have protested to demand the Justice Department bring federal charges against Zimmerman. A petition by the NAACP has reached 1.5 million signatures. That's what they're boasting about anyway, on their website. That's a lot. 1.5 million. Whew. I still don't think they're going to get the satisfaction that they're hoping for here. Don't think so. Because the evidence that they'll need is on them, the burden of proof is on them, and it seems rather hard to try to find, you know, to piece the puzzle together and try to pin it completely on George Zimmerman. I think they'll have a hard time in the civil rights category. I don't think they'll be able to nail him on that, in other words. Doubtful. Very, very, very doubtful. All right, one thing that's not doubtful is in the world of sports lately, you have to be a lawyer to navigate the choppy waters of who took what, when did they take it, who did they tell, whatever they told anyone about what they were doing. And Ryan Braun told teammates that he was clean. He told them he wasn't using performance-enhancing drugs at all. And Major League Baseball was full of it, what they were accusing him of. That was in 2012. They believed him and supported him. The teammates certainly did. And now, because of what's happened, Braun was slapped with a suspension for the rest of the 2013 season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And Braun's name has been linked to the clinic scandal for some time, really. And we've already seen a couple of people drop like flies in this investigation. So they had the goods on him, I would have to believe, for him to get stuck like that, gone for the rest of the season. And see, they were waiting to do this. They were waiting to make these major announcements before, or after, rather, the All-Star game. Instead of doing it before, they knew as soon as we get out of the All-Star game, boom, we're announcing this. We're going to announce what's going to happen. And A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, is somebody who's behind Braun and may find himself, they say, possibly the discussion is a lifetime ban. Andrew's not going to dive into that, but he's going to dive into a couple of the other things that we've already brushed over next on Peel Back the Onion.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
So tonight we peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. He's a marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and positioning and branding and messaging strategist. And talk about messaging. Boy, we have a couple of really interesting things to get to during this segment, including the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and their new bundle of joy and how he is being billed, or at least his future is anyway. But before we go there, still the buzz in my backyard and all of your backyards, I'm certain, is over George Zimmerman and the fact that he was acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin and how that's being positioned around this country, including by our own president. President Obama made some interesting comments, I think, right after the verdict and just a few days ago heading into the weekend. So in the wings, Mr. Szabo, you know, people have been talking about different aspects, of course, of what happened in the case and now race relations and what if Trayvon Martin, you know, had been a white guy, or what about the whole hoodie situation? I mean, it's really just exploded into a million different pieces. Pick up one of the pieces for us and tell me what you thought of everything that the president had to say was maybe the most distressing.
Good evening, Kate. Great to be here, of course. Yeah, I found the president's remarks on Friday interesting, and some of it is about what he said. He did say some good things, without a doubt, but also But to me, what we peel back the onion, what was missing, or what was more than significant, is what he didn't say. I mean, we have the President of the United States, irrespective of what your political affiliation is the most important political figure in this country and is expected to be our leader. And you expect a leader to come up with solutions and not just commentary about a situation. You know, that's just being a thermometer versus being a leader. And I think we have a historic presidency. And I think there was, and you're starting to see that some people are a little disappointed. President Obama had a massive opportunity to change things radically for blacks in this country. He came in on that message of hope. And I think things are as hopeless, if not even worse now, than they were, 5, 6 years ago. What didn't he say? I mean, here we have a situation is, the fact is that there is a real problem in the African-American communities in this country. There's a real problem of crime in African-American. And it comes back to why is the crime rate 10 times higher with African-Americans, 10 times higher than whites and Hispanics combined? It's something at the root is not being addressed. And you can't just keep playing the race card and just blame it. I mean, can't just blame it. There's a root cause problem. There was an interesting issue yesterday that came up. It's been a Twitter it's been in the Twitter universe, Facebook, everywhere on the social media today. Is Bill O'Reilly's talking points memo last night. And he talked about, he believes that the issue is that there is a whole grievance industry that's out there that makes money off of not really addressing the problem, but just talking about the problem and through distraction. And he put forward the real problem is the issue of black teenagers, white girls having babies. This is a staggering case, 73% of African-American, 73% of children born in the African-American community are born out of wedlock. What does that do to our society? What does that do to their society? What chances are we giving to those kids?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's raised by a single parent who usually has the burden of working how many jobs and, you know, ultimately what is the message that is sent to if it goes in that direction. So yeah, we see it.
Yeah, father figure, and you're accelerating the poverty cycle because you've got a single mother who's, as you said, they're having to, they often haven't even graduated out of high school. One thing that I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and I said, why are so many teenagers having babies? I mean, black and white. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me this is a status symbol. What message are we sending to these kids that they would think that having a baby as a teenager is a status symbol? It's frightening.
It is frightening. You know, there's even a show, Andrew, Teen Moms, and it's highly rated. So that shows you're right. Yeah.
Glorified. So actually, you bring up a very interesting point there. We're actually glorified the culture, the entertainment culture also is vested in this. They're making money off of this, both the music business, glorifies this, and as you said, television as well. So, yeah, we have a heavy duty topic here that is not really being addressed at the root cause. And until it's addressed at the root cause, which is we've got to cut down on teen pregnancies. There's got to be a reestablishment of family values. The traditional family, raising kids without fathers is proven time and time again. Statistically, it's not going to be as successful. Are there exceptions? Absolutely. I mean, look at President Obama. He's the exception to the rule, okay? He didn't have a father figure for most of his life, but he managed to make it out. But that is not that's not the rule. That's the exception to the rule. And we got to change the rules a little bit, I think.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely. I agree with you. That's where the discussion needs to be. It needs to happen. All right, let's switch gears. I promised this at the top. What is the big problem with some of the headlines that you've seen? At first, we go on the Royal Baby Watch. Kate Middleton has the baby, and everybody goes crazy over the couple's child, and the headlines say, future king of England, third in line. What's the big faux pas in that?
Well, yeah, on the lighter note, yeah, I find it quite amusing. I know I've been in this country 33 years now. Yeah, can we get this right, please, America? you know, it is Great Britain. Actually, it's the United Kingdom. The king or queen, and this, right now we obviously have a queen in the United Kingdom. She reigns over Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's the United Kingdom. And my passport, you know, says United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. There's four elements. There's England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. That is the kingdom that is the monarchy presides over. So, no, it's not the King of England. And that we saw just two or three weeks ago, you know, with Murray, and people told him, oh, good on England. No, he's Scottish. Now, you could say he's Scottish, but he's also British. So, yes, it is the United Kingdom. And he is the future king of the United Kingdom. Well, he's third in line, I should say, for the United Kingdom. Because even the New York Times gets it wrong. They tweet it out. Hey, good on William and Kate. Congratulations to the future king of England. You know, that's an insult to Scots and Wales and all that who are part of the United Kingdom. You know, let's just get this right. But, you know, I'm not surprised because sometimes there's a little confusion here in this country. After all, you are the United States of America, and yet, often it's, of course, the people of the United States are referred to as Americans. But America is a lot more than the United States. After all, you have this thing called North America, which is comprised, of course, of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. You have Central America, and you've got South America. So America is a lot more than just the United States. So I know there's confusion here, so maybe that's why you're not quite getting it right.
I love that. I love that. That's great. And for all our friends listening on Turquoise Radio, see, I have a lot of Brits on the show. So let's talk about the naming rights of this child, because, as you know, there's a lot of wagering going on. What do you I want to pick your brain. What do you think the name of the boy is going to be?
My bet is on his great-great-grandfather, King George. I think because they're not going to pick a name that's already in the royal family. If you look at the current genealogy, you've got a lot of royal names already there of past kings and so forth. Obviously, Charles, you've got William, you've got Andrew and Edward. They're the fifth and eighth in line. So they're, I think, having to go a little further back. The two big votes, or the two big things seems to be, James and George, seems to be the front runners with the bookmakers in the UK right now. I'm not sure about James. You know, there is an issue going on, that American, listeners may not be aware of, but, the Scots do want, they're going to be taking a big referendum and vote. On being, do they want to remain part of Great Britain or not at some level? At some level they will be, but, you know, what does that look like politically? They already have their own, parliament and so forth, but they're also represented in parliament in down in London, in the UK parliament. So I think James, historically, he was the one that, of course, brought Scotland and England together. So James may be a little bit controversial in that respect. So my vote is on George.
Yeah.
The long line of Georges, and of course, and that was Queen Elizabeth's father. So I could see that being the name to pick.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. And then a lot of people have said that may be the way that they end up going. We'll see ultimately if we're waiting with bated breath. All right, Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. We'll do it again coming up next week here on America Tonight, or the week after, because that's right. I'm taking a vacation, but we'll be back after that with Peel Back the Onion. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks as always, Kate.
Thank you.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
On this hour of America Tonight. So what an hour it's been, talking a little bit of the Royals, mixing it in, getting a lecture from Andrew. And then we've got Anthony Weiner and the fact that he won't step away from the race to become mayor of New York, even though he's got an alias. You can't help but laugh about it. And his wife just stood there by his side. That same pose, it reminded me so much of Elliot Spitzer. But this is even worse, I think, because first he resigns, he's ditched, and then he's trying to say that we're trying to work out our problems, but he was still married. I mean, to me, there's just no way. Can you have a guy like that running New York City? I'm going to say, nah, I don't think you can. I mean, because you can't trust that he wouldn't be fully engaged in his extracurricular activities rather than being focused on what's important for the city, which is a major city, our biggest city in this country. So if I were a New Yorker, I wouldn't vote for Weiner, even if there were things I liked about him. I'd have to say, this is absolutely one case where the personal life shows the lack of conscience and the lack of attention to the important details, and saying one thing, getting caught, and then, hey, he's in the clear until he gets caught again. And, you know, you got to think, he had his first child, he had a baby boy in December of that year of 2011. And so all of that was going on while his wife, Uma, was giving birth to the child. And I'm just not buying what he's trying to sell. I think that once he gets caught is when he says, oh, well, yeah, that was part of the thing, and this is what I was intending to do, and yeah, nah, I don't think so. All right, this is a big story that kind of got overshadowed, not so much on this show, because we've been talking a lot about Egypt. We had the retired Colonel Ted Spain on the other night, and he was just terrific. He was there for all that chaos in Iraq, and we talked about Egypt and some of the potential similarities to Iraq and to Egypt, and the things that he saw unfold there, and what could possibly unfold in that, and you know, in this country. So you had four F-16 fighter jets that were supposed to fly to Egypt on Tuesday morning. It's part of a military aid package worth $1 billion a year, but the shipment ran into delays over what they're calling political issues. So if the administration is able to send the planes, it'll be the first known military aid to Egypt since millions of Egyptians protested the rule of Mohamed Morsi, leading the Egyptian military to remove him from power earlier this month. And you got to look at this and say, supporters say, oh yeah, you know, this aid is critical because it gives the U.S. influence over the Egyptian military. Really? You think so? You think we have influence over the Egyptian military? It's a waste of money. A gift of weapons, pretty much. That's what we're saying. Gift them these four F-16s that maybe get turned on some of our allies or our interests or whatever. I'm going to say foul on that. I don't think so. I don't think it behooves us in any way to do that. This is the thought process that's gone into again and again and again and again, doing the same craziness over and over and over and over. Why are we doing it? Why are we dumping money into Egypt? So now the shipment is delayed 24 hours, they're saying. That means basically they're trying to decide what to do. And it's being delayed in Fort Worth, Texas is where it is. That's where the planes were being sent from, not too far from our satellite facility where I'm actually broadcasting from. The Department of State says that it's an unexpected delay and they're reviewing what the obligations are. And, you know, they're stalling. That's what it is. They should just say it's a stall tactic. And here's where the problem really lies. It's the question of sending military aid to any government that has come to power in a military coup. And has this government come to power in a military coup? The answer is yes. Yes, yes, and yes. And the president refuses to call it a coup. So all this foreign money, all this foreign assistance just pumps into Egypt. He's ignoring what the rule of law is, because that's the rule of law. That's why it was on the books. So Morsi was democratically elected, but at one point was unsuccessful to get dictator-like powers and pushing through a new constitution on strict Islamic law. That's when the Egyptians started to back away from this. When Morsi was in charge, the Obama folks gave 12 F-16 jets to the Egyptian military, and some people criticized it for supporting the government. But then the military overthrows Morsi. Now the shipments are cast in a unfavorable light, blah, 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 read between the lines. Because this has been a core component of the Egyptian armed forces, gifting them these F-16s. And, you know, what would you, here's the thing, as a taxpayer, what do you think we should do with those billions of dollars that we've been giving over and over and over again to Egypt. I can think of lots of things we could do with that money. Closer to home. Instead of dumping it into Egyptian soil, it doesn't make any sense to me to continue to do that. I don't think so. This is a big follow-up story that I'm going to squeeze in because so many of you, like Christy, says that the Rolling Stone magazine should just be boycotted across the board. I'm a music chick. I like it. I read the snippets, usually free, sitting on a stool at the newsstand, but occasionally I buy one. I'll never buy one again after they put the bomber's mug on the cover and made him look like any other college student. Shame, shame, shame on Rolling Stone for stooping so low. So the Massachusetts cop, the state police sergeant, is going to be back on desk duty after they do this outcome of whatever the internal investigation shows over the release of the pictures showing the hunt and the capture of one of the bombing suspects. And Boston Magazine published the images last week along with a story quoting Sergeant Sean Murphy, and the sergeant saying that a recent cover on the magazine I just mentioned was an insult to the victims of the April terror attack because, in his view, it didn't portray Jokhar Tsarnaev the right way. And I wouldn't blame anyone for being furious about that. I mean, imagine the people in that city walking by a newsstand and seeing it. And looking at his face and seeing that face, look back at them, and he does. Looks like just any other college student, but, you know, who knew what was lurking beneath the surface? So, I have a feeling that they're going to lose a lot of fans. That was kind of a risky gamble. Hey, controversial. People are talking about it. Absolutely. Putting his face on there, oof, that's where they lost a lot of people who normally would maybe be seduced into a subscription, because that's what you have to do now. You've got to dance on your head, promise a Visa spending card or whatever, especially for things that are free. For things that are normally free. All right, so what's in a name? The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, to finish this hour out, made their first public appearance with their newborn son on Tuesday. The crowd was cheering. They held him up. So far, they have not had an announcement for the baby, who is third in line to rule the British Empire, in a sense, in a figurehead kind of sense. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me, as it was explained. Hey, any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me. All roads lead to AmericaTonight.net. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.